fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Monday, the 17th of May. Prepper tip of the day. Gentlemen, if you want to be a hero for the women on your team, your family, your team members, your female team members, get yourself at least 2 Maytag Ringer washers. There's other brands. I like Maytag because there's still parts available. Maytag's still in business. And keep one to run electric and convert the other one to run on a bicycle. It's a simple home workshop project. There's a number of YouTube videos on how to do that. In a worst case scenario, 99% of your time at your farm, your ranch, your homestead will be doing routine things, including laundry. It wasn't so long ago, when I was a boy, that most American families spent one full day a week doing nothing but laundry. It was tiresome. It was burdensome. That's no longer the case for most American families. If you got a Ringer washer, however, it changes everything. The drudgery becomes not a big deal. Now, if you're not familiar with how a Maytag or how Ringer washers work, there's no place to hook up hot and cold running water under 40 pounds of pressure. That place doesn't exist on these machines. It's simply an agitator that agitates the clothes back and forth when you turn it on. Once it's plugged in, there's different models. The early Maytags also had a version that had a very small gasoline motor, a little one-cylinder motor that restored versions of those in working condition bring big bucks on eBay. They're a highly desirable collectible antique. If you find one that can be restored or is in working condition, you've got a very valuable piece of equipment there, by the way. Very valuable. They're very quite rare. Majority of them run electricity. And the conversion process is a home workshop project to convert one to run on a bicycle, or instead of doing laundry by hand, you got a bicycle-powered Ringer washer. So the agitator goes back and forth until you turn it off. drain the water, put fresh water in there to rinse it, drain that out. Then you run it through the wringer, and that takes most of the water out where you can hang it on a clothesline and have nice, clean, sweet-smelling clothes. They've been dried in sunshine. We've got a caller and holder. We've got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Yes, hello.
Go ahead, Sherry.
Yesterday morning on Keith Rogers' show, in his first hour, he played a clip that was the commander at the Fort Campbell, and basically indicating there was going to be like a two-tiered system for as far as like leave goes and other privileges if for the soldiers that don't get the vaccine, that they will be restricted on where exactly they can go, and it sounded like who they could associate with. Have you seen this yet?
I have not, no.
Yeah, it was, if it's true, you know.
And what fort was that?
That's just not right.
What fort was
that? It was supposedly, it was on Keith Rogers' show on the first hour yesterday. I think it was towards the end of the hour. But, he basically said, if you're fully vaccinated.
What fort was that, Sherry? What fort was that? Fort Campbell, Kentucky. I've been there. Yeah. That's where the 101st Airborne is.
My son was stationed there for his last enlistment, and that's just not right, man.
No, of course it's not. They're using coercion. They can't make them get it because it's not FDA approved.
As far as taking leave, he was basically saying that, you will be restricted on, I guess it's, when they say GI means government issue.
Right.
That's what it really means. So, anyway, you ought to listen to that and comment on it maybe. So, and also, now, Tom Lacovaris has a show on Sunday, too, and he had a friend of his that he highly respects. She came on and said when somebody sent her a clip of a compilation of different people doing the magnet thing on the arm, and she just kind of blew it off. She didn't really buy into it, she said, but she had a really good friend of hers that in her 80s, I believe she said, that had it done, and she went to see her that day anyway. She was going to go see her, and she asked her if she could do it, try that. I didn't tell her what it was about, but she did it to her left arm first, and the magnet fell off, and she did it, and she just said she got a refrigerator magnet the lady had. And then she did it to the right arm where she got the shot, and she said it did stick. So that would be interesting for other people to try. I have a friend who got the shot. I'm kind of, afraid to ask her just because I don't want to, her mindset, I don't want to get her worried about it, but. I am really curious. That's for real.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, that's all I had. Thanks, John.
Okay, thank you for the call, Sharon. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. I want to encourage everybody to do what Mike, up in Maine, I think it was, Stewart in Maine, that's right. Stewart in Maine is doing. Get that right. Thank you, Stewart. The cab driver is doing. He doesn't have to do that. I don't know what the policy of the cab company are about talking to the passengers, the customers, but he doesn't have to do that. He could just talk about baseball or the weather or other innocuous things. But he's chosen to take a different path, to educate and inform his customers about the COVID shot. And thank you, Mike. Thank you, Stuart, for doing that. I keep wanting to say Mike. Thank you, Stuart, for doing that. That's a wonderful thing that has potential saving a lot of lives. And all our listeners can do the same thing with friends and family, co-workers, people to go to church with, people that you're on your bowling league or pool league or whatever it might be, softball league, car collectors club, whatever it is. You can all do the same thing, educating people and saving lives. We got a caller on hold here. We got Al in West Virginia. Good morning, Al.
Good morning again, John. This nonsense that I'm hearing about this, I don't know for sure it's nonsense. I believe it is about this magnet thing. I don't believe that. First of all, it would have to be a ferrous metal that they're putting in you, which would corrode and rust, which I wouldn't put it past them, but I doubt very seriously. If anything, it would probably be a heavy metal. And most all the heavy metals that I know of are not magnetic, not ferrous. They're non-ferrous. So I've seen some other things about this and heard some other programs where people has actually tested that, and their theory, they said that they couldn't get it to work, where they actually had the vaccine itself still in the needle. And they even tried it, and they couldn't get anything out of that. So I kind of think that might be something that's going around. I don't know for sure, but doesn't it make sense? I mean, we know it had to be a ferrous material for a magnet to stick to it.
Well, it could be. Obviously, it has to be ferrous, which could be stainless steel, which won't rust.
True stainless steel is not magnetic. It's non-ferrous.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah.
Because there's too much nickel in it. They use nickel to make stainless steel. I wasn't aware.
There's no iron in there. It's not ferrous at all. But now that the what they call a lot of stainless steel, like people's front of their refrigerators and so forth, to make them think they're getting a stainless steel covering on their refrigerators, that's actually ferrous stainless, which is not true stainless. Yeah, stainless steel, aluminum, brass, copper, things of that nature, magnesium, magnet will not stick to it.
Okay, well, that's good now. That's good information.
Yeah.
Okay,
Al. All righty, I'll let you go. That's it. All right.
Appreciate it. Thanks, sir. Our next caller is Dave in Michigan. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John. We're all missing the total obvious. Everything is so in our face by this freaking government that calls itself a government. Anyway, last night on Robert Rabo's show, his own analogy, we have iron in our blood, people, and that iron is now collecting at that injection site, and he believes that we are going to start seeing people that have been vaccinated, they're going to have wounds opening up at their vaccination sites that will not heal. And it's got something to do with that iron in the blood. Now the iron won't, it's going to be drawn to that site and the iron won't circulate through the body. We're going to start seeing some serious problems. So I thought that was quite an incredible analogy because I'm a nutritional health coach and I know about the minerals in the body and, iron is a pretty clunky mineral and, I think his analogy is spot on. What do you think,
okay.
John?
All right. Well, I agree. I agree. I agree absolutely. Anything else, Dave?
That's it. I do believe that. I haven't done that magnet test to anybody that I know that's been vaccinated. I don't really know anybody that's been vaccinated, but actually I do. My wife's got a girlfriend that had both shots, and we're going to have to do that test on her, and I'll report back.
Okay, we appreciate that. Yeah, let us know, Dave.
Okay. I will. Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Our next caller is Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Hello, John. Good morning.
Yes,
hope everything is good out your way.
Wonderful.
I heard some, you know, there were a number of things that were mentioned in the Texas testimony of doctors in front of the Senate. But one of the things I heard that I hadn't heard before is that there is a T-cell test that costs $150. Now, the T-cells are they're part of the primary immune defense mechanisms before the antibodies even kick in or are necessary. And they'll immediately come out and destroy something they can recognize. It's very long term, apparently. And others have said that you know, when you have natural immunity, it can last for a lifetime. And for SARS-CoV-1, it had been 17 years for some people. And there was a nurse there. She said that she had the antibody test done in, I don't know, what was it? It was something like March, October, and then sometime this year. And found that her antibody levels were still strong towards COVID. And so she must have been exposed very early, and she wasn't even concerned about getting it. But for $150, you can get a T-cell test that she said was, I believe she said, 99% precise. I'd rather have it 99% accurate, because we want an accurate test. Just because it's repeatable doesn't mean it's accurate. So I'm not totally sure about that. But that's a very interesting point. Mike Adams also pointed out that shikimic acid, which is in pine needles, starseed anise, some other things, is effective against viruses, and they actually used it in Tamiflu when he was interviewed with Jeffrey Prather. I thought that was a very interesting finding, especially considering that the Chinese may be using that widespread in their population to protect them, just their old natural medicine.
Okay.
What do you think about that, John?
Well, I'm not sure what to think about it. Mike Adams has made some good points about traditional medicines being very valuable and very effective.
Yeah, well, you know, he's part Indian, and I think Jeffrey Prather may be also. He's certainly in contact with a lot of Native Americans and very much into that. So, but Jeffrey Prather admitted that he wasn't too sharp on the science of the whole thing, and that's why he wanted to speak with Mike Adams on it. Regarding the magnetism issues, it's a strange phenomenon. And I think further than that, even Greg Reese came out from Alex Jones' show, and he mentioned that EMF readings are high on people who have been vaccinated. So it could be that there's shedding of a spike protein. It could also be that EMF signals given off by vaccinated people are setting off different hormonal reactions in women. Basically, we don't know what's going on here. You know, a lot of biological isolation needs to be done. Isolation of whatever's magnetic at these injection sites need to be done. You know, we need some real data, and that's always important, I would say. Would you agree?
I agree, absolutely. We always need real data. Absolutely, Dave. Well, keep you up, right. Keep your work. You've been doing good work keeping up with all these matters, Dave. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I've got, there's a few other interesting things. Have you got a minute, or?
Yeah, please. Please continue.
Okay. Yeah, well, I look at different sources, and I've looked at the Sons of Liberty media. This is like Bradley Dean site and Tim Brown, and they were saying, at least one of them was saying, that, you know, George Floyd was killed by the police and stuff, and I gave them a lot of information. And now they put out an article that says America's Lack of Judicial Integrity, Part 2. I will tell you about that after the break.
Hold on to the break. Yeah, Dave, hold on to the break. We got other callers on hold. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Fix bayonets.
Flame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Monday, the 17th of May. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You get a very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment, not just one discount for several, but each piece of equipment gets a $50 discount at my website at thelibertyman.com. Dave, let's continue with your comments, sir.
Yeah, one thing I forgot to mention, I'm no expert in magnetism, but ferromagnetic materials bind most strongly with magnets, and I see a list here that I looked up. Iron, cobalt, and nickel are all ferromagnetic metals, and there may be others. I know there's neodymium, very strong magnets that contain neodymium and iron. I'm not sure how that works, perhaps an alloy. Who knows? It's, you know, it's always a little deeper when you look at all the information, you try to gather it, than what's apparent. The article on the Sons of Liberty Media, now they're saying that a police officer in the George Floyd case was convicted of three counts of murder. Since Floyd took a lethal amount of drugs that day, how can it be murder? So now they've got an author who's changed the tune on it, which is good. I think there's a lot of points which you have brought out. I mean, I saw him down a baggie on the sidewalk when he was first pulled out of the car. And then they've got, you know, 6 months later, they've got, you know, pills in the car with his DNA on it. You know, that's a little, why 6 months, but couldn't breathe inside, outside, and with a knee on the neck. Now, I'd like to ask Glenn the question, and I can ask you, because you know a lot about this. How would a knee on the neck stop breathing unless it crushes the trachea? I mean, wouldn't there be some autopsy damage noticed?
Let me help you out here, Dave. We got a video on my website. A law enforcement.
I know that video. I mentioned that to them, too. Don't worry.
the police martial arts instructor laying on the ground with a good-sized guy, at least as big, if not heavier, than Officer Chauvin, with his full weight. He lifts up his other leg. He's not supporting his hands on anything. His entire body weight is on the knee, on the neck. Martial arts instructor is laying on the ground talking as if there's no problems at all.
Well, John, those guys have necks that are probably stronger than most people, too. You have to take that into account. But,
he gave the appearance of being a former football player, a big, tough guy. He was no wimp.
A little older.
He was no wimp at all.
But wouldn't it have to basically crush the trachea, and wouldn't that be detectable?
I'm no medical expert, but it would have to be a compression of the trachea at least.
Right. Yeah. Right. So what I've seen to be a negative influence in some of these police-related partial murders is that, you know, they put the knee on the back of the people. I've seen it at least two times, and that's squeezing the air out of the people, putting pressure on their heart and everything, and then subsequently they have heart attacks either while the police are there with them or in an ambulance. So that is a sort of a traumatic thing. Putting the knee on the neck is just like holding someone down very firmly. Anyway, so I thought it was good information. I mean, if you start to look into the toxicology and what it takes to kill somebody, I think you're pretty, even not being an expert, you pretty well know that George Floyd had a lot more in him. He had like six different drugs of reasonably large amounts. Another article they have is three healthcare workers injured following experimental COVID injection. I think there are three nurses that Del Bigtree interviewed. They don't want us to see people like us. And these people all had this shaking and phenomenon after being injected some number of days afterwards. They went into convulsions, and it was a periodic convulsions, and finally maybe they're a little more stable now. The doctors are saying, well, I think it's a mental problem or, you know, something. They're treating them for migraine headaches. They're brushing it under the rug.
Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, the most important article that they put out is, the title went away, but the media is basically lying to us. An article, I can give you the title in a second. They mention a lot about the psychology used in social engineering, the heuristic sufficiency principle and the accessibility principle. And they say the heuristic sufficiency principle states that people rarely do the work necessary to retrieve information pertinent to the decision they must make from their memory. They only seek to retrieve the most recently gained and sufficient information needed to form an opinion. And they give references, Strum, page 71, 2002. It's a fully referenced article. I've got to send this to you and Jeff. Jeff will immediately understand this and will be able to comment. Title is Mainstream Media, Keeping the Public Trapped in a Constructed Narrative. I think it's very good, and it's basically showing that they're limiting even the mindset of the right and the left in the media so that you don't go outside of the bounds, and then they can funnel people in different directions, the mindset.
That's right.
And
okay.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks. Appreciate the call. We have about an hour break. We have callers on hold. We'll be right back.
What the truth? You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
Monday, the 17th of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. We have a special announcement. The rocket stove will be a price increase 2 weeks from today, midnight the 31st. Price increases $200 to $2,000. Right now it's $1,800 delivered, which is really a bargain. If you look at what high-quality wood-burning stoves go for, you know this is a bargain now. It'll still be a bargain the 1st of June. But if you want to save $200, you need to get your order in now, between now and midnight the 31st. Also, my website, of course, Energy Cleaners. This is my home business. When you place your order, I'm the guy. I personally box them up. I take them to a little country post office in Cherryville, Missouri, where you can get all-you-can-eat catfish buffet for $8 on Friday evenings. A lot of my listeners have participated in that, and they really enjoy it, by the way. But if you have issues with arthritis pain, you want issues with getting a great night's sleep, the Energy Cleaning will help you. Check out the details at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You want to send me a check? No sweat, GI. Just send me a check. My address is at my website. And do please keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Toll-free our line 24 hours a day, here it is, 800-592-9543. Got some callers on hold. First, we go to Jay in Maryland. Good morning, Jay.
John, let me step out of the brewery here. I just turned the pump on and it's pretty loud. Yeah, as I say, I can't always listen live, but I had the privilege of hearing the last caller, and it's kind of speaking to my point here. You know, it's really, really difficult to know, to decipher between what's true and what's not. So the place of my full-time employment, we have about 200 employees, and I think they said there was a 65%, that's what I was told, the people who signed up to get the vaccine, because again, we're in food service, so we're able to get the whatever you want to call it, the shot. So it was all done within a two-week period. Now, I can tell you, majority of the employees in my department were out sick for a day with various symptoms. As far as I can tell, nobody's died yet. But this magnet test was interesting because it was brought up. It was actually brought to my attention by someone I work with. And they're all under the impression that I got the vaccine as well, or the shot as well, which I did not. And I said, well, let's try it out. Let's try it out. And none of us, well, none of them anyway, were able to get the magnet to stick. So, you know, not that I don't believe that, but my fear, and it's a terrible thing to say, like if people don't die from this, it's going to be hard to backtrack on all the facts and information we've gotten so far about this. And I don't wish people dead, but, you know, like, again, they're going to have people doing this year after year after year. I mean, they just lifted the mask ban here in Maryland. You go to stores, people are still wearing the freaking mask. It's unbelievable right to me.
I know. They're wearing it, but they're not required to, right?
Right, they're not required to, and people back away from me. I'm thinking to myself, you got this thing, you believe in it. Why are you afraid of me now? I just don't understand it. But I live in a cuckoo state, which is beside the point. But again, if we don't get our facts straight, I would love to, you know, again, and I work with a bunch of people that got it. I'm worried about viral shedding. You know, again, I haven't experienced any symptoms being around these people. The women that I work with don't seem to have any of these menstrual things going on yet. So, you know, I'd love to be able to, again, because I'm there in front of them and I'm seeing this, you know, in real time. I'd love to be able to say that I've seen some of these things come to fruition, but I haven't yet. So I don't know what to look for. I don't know what, I mean, I'd love to be a case study. I'd love to be able to go there and be able to, you know, talk to people and find out if they're experiencing these things. But so far I have not seen this yet. So personally, John, I would like to know personally, like what, from what you've heard from people like Dr. Tenpenny and this, and what do you, how do you suppose this culling will begin? Like, what's going to begin to, what are we going to see
here's
in people?
Here's what, basically, yeah, okay, Jay. Based on what I've studied in research so far, what the COVID shots do is prohibit your body from reacting normally to any other of these coronaviruses, which there's at least 20 or more, including a common cold. Now, most people, they get the common cold, they get a sniffle, a cough, a sneeze for maybe 2 or 3 days, maybe an elevated temperature for 2 or 3 days, then they're back to normal. That won't happen to the people who got the COVID shot. They'll get really, really sick. Now, if in addition they're obese, they have lung issues, heart issues, maybe diabetic, then it just might kill them when they get one of these other infections. And I think we expect to see that happening beginning in about 6 months after their injection. Go ahead there, Jay.
Well, because I notice people, you know, when people get the flu shot, this happens. You know, I had someone at work with that got the flu shot and then ended up getting COVID. I thought that was ironic. And I think I told you before in a previous call that someone who got the shot last December ended up with COVID on Easter, Easter weekend when they had a gathering. So, like, that's bound to happen. You know, and again, they're going to blame it on the unvaccinated, which, you know, we know that's coming next. You know, and so, I do see how that can happen. I can see how they could spin it as well. But how people are going to be dying left and right? Because that's the part I don't see how people are going to be dying from this in a couple of years.
Well, I'm trying to tell you here, Jay. They'll get sick with one of these coronaviruses, and their body's going to kill them. is what's going to happen. Your body's going to fight
that
itself.
That was sick. Well, one other question, and I don't know if you know about this, but like I'm a little concerned about viral shedding. I mean, I've been wearing gloves when I touch computers and other people touch at work. You know, we're handling food constantly. So that's one thing I've done. I don't wear a mask, obviously, but, you know, what can I mean, besides vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, even magnesium, all these different, what can I be doing to you know, protect myself?
Well, you left out the quercetin. You left out the quercetin.
Quercetin? So,
right. Yeah, that's part of the ivermectin protocols. It's at my website. It's a free download there, Jay.
I'll have to take a look at that. Well, thank you, John.
Thank
you. I know you have other callers, but I thank you for your time, and I'll listen to this later on. All right, take care.
Okay, thank you for the call. Yeah, the ivermectin protocols are free download at my website, panel number 2. I don't take the ivermectin myself. I'm not at risk, so I don't take it. But I do take the other things that are listed there, the vitamin D, the zinc, and so forth. Our next caller is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Oh, hi, John. I was wondering if you couldn't have Dr. Horowitz on a little bit more. He always has his subject, like we all do, but he was talking about that how they could actually magnetize gold and silver and copper, and none of those things are corrodible. Maybe in dirt, but we don't have dirt in our body, hopefully. You know what I mean? He was talking about it, and makes sense.
Well, the metals don't corrode. Well, copper corrodes; it turns green.
Well, okay. But when we had real copper pennies, if one got in the soil, it turned real shiny. But now we have other crap.
Well,
I don't know what it is.
I don't know if it was pure copper. The older copper pennies were pure copper or not. They may have been
I'm saying. Pure copper. I'm not saying pure gold. I'm saying pure gold. Anyway, back to where what I call for. I get all involved in the Floyd thing. Do you know that they did two autopsies and both of them said he had active COVID? Nobody ever says it. I've never heard a person say it.
Right.
Nobody denied the family.
I'm not sure that him having COVID has any role in
okay.
his death at all.
I'm just saying, look into that, everybody that wants to talk about the knee or the neck or whatever. And also, too, I hadn't been talking this morning. I spoke up. I think that we need to be responsible for what we know and not what everybody tells us, even on RBN. And what I'm saying is I got two books right here that I'm trying to read. And it's not easy, but it's my responsibility. And one of them is called American Jihad, The Terrorist Living Among Us by Stephen Emerson. And the other one is called, glasses. I sound like Dr. Kelly. Okay. It's called Antichrist, Islam's Awaited Messiah. And it's by Joel Richardson. A fascinating and provocative work, a must-read for priests, pastors, students, and lay readers everywhere. Robert Spencer, director of Jihad Watch. But at the top of it, it says this book is central to recognizing the fulfillment of biblical end times. I know that's another subject. Prophecy in our day and understanding the role that Islam plays in it by Pastor Reza F. Safa, former radical Muslim. See, what they failed to say is they failed to say radicalized Muslims. And these people here, both of them, well, particularly this one, America Jihad, it's nothing but the organizations that are organized all over the world. And we've had our problem here in Tarrant County. And that's mainly all it is. It's just an information. And this other book called The Antichrist, it compares their religion our religion, and whatever, you do whatever you want to with it. But it's like, what part of Christianity are you going to give up? Are you going to say you're a Christian, but you don't believe Jesus was the Son of God? See what I mean?
Right.
So I suggest people get these two books or somehow and read them, but you have to do it at night so nobody bothers. There's too many names that are similar. And everybody wants to be named Mohammed, and where's the real Mohammed? And so it tells you the history of the religion, and it's nothing that just happened since Jews got mad at them and they got mad at Jews. It's simple. It's not complicated. But I just thought I would tell people, because if you keep on saying that we're not at war, that Israel is just looking for a way to bomb Palestine to, you know, smithereens, and you don't even know what you're seeing coming from over there. You don't know what's true about anything anymore, right? we need to find out all the issues. There's one thing, and I don't have it at my, talkable self right now because I just woke up. But there's it's called Ask, A-S-K. And the guy, he spent his whole time going around interviewing people, interviewing the Palestinians living in Israel. And every one of them, of course, he could pick and choose what he wants to. They say, oh, no, we love living here. We were born here. And they say, well, who would you like to run the government? And they always say the Israelis, because they're ahead of us technology and they know more than we do. We don't want to go over there to Palestine. It's just not what we need. We need to be here. So this is not the story you hear, you know, if you just listen willy-nilly. And you know, people need to know. Okay, Muslims, you need to know. And they're getting saved too. Jesus is coming and telling them who he is at night. Marilyn Hickey, she ministers to Muslims, especially the ladies. And it's going on. It's end times in a way. End time for a lot of people, all of us, you know, if we're going to take the jab, you know, whatever. But my point is that we need to find out the whole truth before we judge people, because we're going to be judged with the same judgment we judge.
Okay. Good information, thank you. Pat. We appreciate it. Thank you for your call.
Okay, thank you.
Next, bye-bye. We go to Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Hello?
Yes,
I called twice. I usually don't do that, but I wanted to make a comment here because people are talking about the magnet thing, and I got to tell you, I know someone whose father took it, you know, and she... told him right after he took it, said, go over and take one of the magnets off the refrigerator. And he did, and she had him stick it to it, and it stuck. And he looked at her, and he said, what's that all about? So it's definitely, there's something definitely for real with the magnets. Now, I don't think that one man said that he called in, and he said that they had checked the magnets. They had you know, the vaccines, but it only works, I think, on the recently vaccinated.
Right.
You know,
right.
Within a few days. I don't think it works. As far as George Floyd, you know, and the knee on the neck, the man would have had to weigh over 800 pounds to actually do damage to George Floyd's neck. Because I can't think of the name of that bone in there, but it'll take up to, 300-400 pounds before it'll, you know, cause you to not be able to breathe.
Right.
Yep. All right. So,
okay.
I wanted to one other last thing. Have I got time
sure.
here? Real quick.
Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah. When I called earlier, you mentioned something about Trump, and I did want to, you know, him not stepping up and on this vaccine deal, and I want to bring up a point about him, and that is, you know, it's reported, and I believe it's true, that he got vaccinated down there in Mar-a-Lago. He and his wife both took the vaccine, And that doesn't bode well with me, because, you know, I'm not sure that I would, can kind of trust him now. You know, I mean, I don't want to bring up a can of worms, but, you know, I was a staunch Trump supporter. But from what I understand, these vaccines, they can do a lot of stuff with them, including, you know, maybe even control people with them. So I'm not sure I just wanted to mention that because I think that that kind of changes the way I see him now.
It does.
You know?
It changes a lot of people's minds. Okay. Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah. All right.
We're our last break. We've got a couple of callers on hold. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if...
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. I understand they're putting nanoparticles in these injections so that they can monitor people remotely, correct?
I've not seen evidence of that. I've heard the same stories.
The problem is, they're 50 years ahead. Why would they need to inject people with nanoparticles if they like, if if they got child-type technology, maybe they could just take people's energy pattern and use that and put it up in a satellite rather than using nanoparticles. They don't have to do anything invasive, and it's more deceptive. What do you think?
I'm not aware of that technology existing, John.
It would be, it seems like a lot. Maybe is it just something to tide them over until they can wait a few, maybe the children of the people with the nanotechnology will have children, and they'll just start taking people's energy patterns so that they can monitor them.
I'm not aware of the nanotechnology being put in the injections.
Anyway, that's what some people are alleging. But it seems
lots
like
lots of allegations, lots of allegations, but I'm still waiting to see evidence.
Okay, if they are, do you think? Well, it seems like a prelude to the mark of the beast. Could that be what their idea is, really,
I can't tell what their idea is, John. That's a matter of what's going on inside their brain. I can't tell that.
I mean, I'm speculating.
Right.
But it would seem like if they do have better technology, they wouldn't. Why would they put nanotechnology in it?
Well, that's speculation, also, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Anything
else,
John?
Something to think of. I know that's just something I've been thinking about.
Okay. Thank you for your call, John. We appreciate it. Our last caller is Terry in Texas. Almost out of time here, Terry.
Thanks for taking my call. I'll be quick. First thing I'd like to say is I've worked as a paramedic in an emergency room for over 20 years, and I was just going to say I tell these doctors and nurses, if you get sick, come see me. I've been able to stay COVID-free. I've been probably in front of hundreds over the last 18 months. Been through this with the flu and the mask with these people. First thing is get your essential oils. The vitamin D and vitamin C will boost your immune system. I like oregano and garlic, you know, in gel cap form, whatever, compressed, very potent. Those will kill any pathogens in your bloodstream. And they've been effective for me. Even if I start to become symptomatic, you take those, get you some good rest, get you an energy cleaner, get you some good rest, and you'll be good. You'll be good.
That's good advice, Terry. That's good advice. You use your energy cleaner every night, don't you, sir?
Yes, absolutely. And it does make a great difference. But anyway, I know you're short on time. Steve Elkin show tomorrow. Yesterday, we'll give you the legislature and the doctors. So it's a good show to listen to.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.